Say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Sri Francisco, S-H-E-R-E-E-F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-O. Date of birth, January 14, 1956. Date of appointment, February 1, 2024. Requesting physician, William Furlano. Dear Dr. Furlano, I have the pleasure of seeing Sri Francisco today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a constant feeling of fall to hold something, feeling dizzy and lightheaded. Also, depth of perception is off, fell couple of times, no numbness, no pain, no weakness, moving head quickly, she fall, laying in the bed is same problem, no shaking of the hands or head, she is ex-heavy drinker. She was on heavy dose of Xanax. History of head injury in 2016. She has a history of drinking for the last 50 years. Usually she was drinking 6 beers per day. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, carpal tunnel, depression, colon polyps, GERD, bipolar disorder, history of suicidal gesture, history of atrial flutter, status post ablation, with resulting bradycardia requiring pacemaker, traumatic brain injury, coronary artery disease, past surgical hysterectomy, C-section, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, cardiac ablation, pacemaker, allergy to codeine, medication, Bisperon 10 mg daily. Social history, stopped smoking 30 years ago. Stopped drinking in July 2023. Before she was ex-heavy smoker, still using marijuana. She is married, live with a husband, have 6 children. Family is the mother alive. Father deceased with Alzheimer's disease. 1 sister, 3 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having dizziness, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid previ, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, or entered time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, gait ataxia. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, probably alcoholic cerebellar degeneration. Number four, history of alcohol abuse. Number five, dizziness. Number six, less likely labyrinthitis. Number seven, anxiety. Number eight, depression. Next paragraph. Her history of imbalance and fall is probably due to the alcoholic cerebellar degeneration, but peripheral neuropathy is also a possibility. I will order the B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I will continue the base per 10 milligram 2 times daily. I advised her to use walker or cane. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.